Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I do believe very strongly that America's democracy is only as strong as our willingness to fight for it. Otherwise, it is very fragile, and it will not be able to withstand moments of crisis.
Kamala Harris stressing the importance of a peaceful transfer of power. The vice president presided over the Senate as it certified the election of President-elect Donald Trump 4 years after the January 6 attack on the Capitol. She underscored her constitutional responsibility to ensure that every American vote counts, even during moments of division. In spite of the smooth process so far, David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation and Research warns that election denialism could resurface depending on the outcomes.
If in 2026, Democrats do well in the midterms, I think we could see many Republicans who embraced election denialism in 2020 embrace it again in 2026 and similarly in 2028.
Becker also notes that while denialism has primarily been a Republican issue, there are signs it could grow on the left as political tensions remain high. The president-elect still faces legal hurdles. New York Judge Juan Merchan has denied Trump's request to delay Friday's sentencing in his hush money case. Trump's lawyers say they will appeal, and his supporters argue the case never would have been brought if he wasn't running for president. The president-elect has repeatedly said the case is just a political attack.
Mother Teresa could not beat these charges. These charges are rigged. The whole country's a mess between the borders and fake elections and you have a trial like this where the judge is so conflicted he can't breathe.
Merchan says he will probably not jail Trump or put him on probation. Advocates are voicing concerns over Trump's nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Amy Adams with Progress Iowa says many in rural health care are uneasy about his controversial vaccine positions and his promotion of baseless health claims.
They didn't want to see vaccines discontinued. The individuals who had seen polio and the impacts of it, and just the concerns with Kennedy and his ties to misinformation, vaccine conspiracy theories.
Kennedy's supporters, including some Democrats, praise his push to reduce corporate influence on the U.S. food supply and to eliminate harmful chemicals from everyday products. Finally, across the border, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is stepping down after nearly a decade in power.
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust nationwide competitive process.
Trudeau's Liberal Party has declined disastrously in the polls, and Trudeau himself has faced sharp criticism from close allies. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.